welcome back. We got an hour to go before the holidays, and I just want to remind everybody we still got a hot seat coming up, and Al J. Black's coming on a Thursday because looks like the NFL's about to cash in again.
It's unbelievable.
The Sunday Shocking. Ticket is going to YouTube, and they did it. They had a chance to think of the fans. The NFL owners did. And did you hear Rhea's reaction?
Yeah.
That was their reaction.
Yes.
They could have, Al, taken a little less money and served the interests of the fans.
Oh, that's hysterical.
They elected not to.
Shocking.
We're all pretty surprised by that. Anyway, on the line with us right now, we are thrilled to have him on a Thursday with his great football expertise from the GM Shuffle podcast, the Gridiron Genius himself, sponsored by Panther East. Don't get nailed by OSHA. Panther East is the premium distributor of safety in the Philadelphia region. Go to PantherEast.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you're well. Happy
Mike,
holidays.
Same to you, Mike. We've got a lot of ground to cover here in the next few minutes, so I'm just going to start with this. What did you think of the Eagles' game plan in Chicago?
You know, it's funny. It was one of those where I thought they would come out really kind of trying to get the lead and make sure that Fields had a throw the ball and couldn't play the game with his feet because he's truly more of a running back than a passer. So when they didn't execute and they kept the game close, you know, they didn't play their best game, but they still found a way to win the game, overcoming the turnovers that they made. So, you know, my sense of it is you're going to have those games along the way. They were clearly the better team. They were always in control of the game. But, you know, they kind of let them hang around a little too long, but dominated in the fourth when they needed to.
Here's the problem. You have a running back who is among the top 10 in the league. He has just surpassed 1,000 yards. You're facing the 27th ranked run defense with a 30-mile-an-hour wind. Is there any logic associated with not handing the ball to Miles Sanders for 24 minutes?
Well, I mean, look, and you know, adding the fact that field was so hard when you land on it, I mean, that's why Hurts got hurt. You can see it in the play. You know, he landed his shoulder on it. Wasn't a hit from a defender. It was the field that caused it. So, you know, but you have to remember, Angelo, I mean, the Bears play an eight-man front. They kind of, the way they play it, it's kind of hard to get the inside game going, so they tried to get the outside game going. I mean, the first two plays they called were the read option. They ran the ball with Hurts to try to get him on the outside and make them defend it outside in so they could get their inside running game going. And I think the secondary is the vulnerable spot within the team. The wind is a factor, and certainly that was the conditions, I think, were a lot worse than you think. It's easier to throw the ball in those conditions typically than it is to run because you're having a hard time getting footing.
Let me reiterate. 24 minutes, zero carries. Does that make sense?
No, that, you know, obviously that doesn't make sense. I mean, you can't defend that. And certainly you got away from it. And I'm sure they probably realized that's not the way they need to go. And you know, somebody needs to remind you during the game, hey, let's make sure we get Sanders going involved in this game and run the ball more inside.
Isn't that why they have people up in the booth? I mean, is there not no one on these staffs of 50 that can say, yo, you're not giving the ball to your running back?
Yeah, the staff of 50s are amazing. I don't even understand it. It's unbelievable. I mean, they have more people that are in boost than they invaded Normandy with. I mean, it's hilarious how many they have there. The reality here is that you usually between a break, you know, when you come through and Shane goes over to the sideline and Nick Sirianni, they talk and look, we got it. You know, here's how we want to start the next drive. Here's what I think we need to get going with. Here's where we need. Every drive should be planned in terms of, and that conversation should come up between the drive. That's what they're talking about. They're looking at the Polaroids. They're kind of looking at how they're defending them, and then they're trying to put together the five or six best plays for the next drive when they get into that situation. So that's where it should really occur.
Yeah, we're right on the same page on that one. Mike, now you got a quarterback who's got a chance to be the MVP. You could argue he already is. And he's probably going to want to play with a sprained shoulder. How does the organization deal with his will to play versus what's best for the team?
Well, I think the doctors have a lot to say with that, right? I think that they've got to clear him medically before you can put him out on the field. It's one thing players always want to play, but it's another thing to go out there and feel like he can play. I think in the, you know, for the Eagles, erring on the side of caution is the best thing. I mean, they have I wrote about this for VSiN. I mean, credit to their organization. I mean, they have a really good backup. It's kind of an interesting season this year, right?
Yeah.
So this week we're going to go into this week we're going to have the following guys play quarterback: Trace McSorley, Malik Willis, Gardner Minshew, Nick Foles, Brock Purdy, Tyler Huntley. I mean, going into this weekend, 56 different players played quarterback during the season. Wow. Now we're going to almost get over 60. So that means almost every team's had to use their backup quarterback, which is remarkable, which tells you that we're not protecting the quarterbacks very well. I think you got to err on the side of caution with Hurts. Give him some time. I'm not even sure you should play him against the Saints. I think Minshew's a really good player. They'll change what they do offensively. They won't be a six-back attack. They'll be more of a rhythm passing game, RPOs. He can do it. I mean, this kid's played well for Jacksonville. And, you know, I think he's got 41 touchdown passes and 22 starts. I mean, he can make plays, and he gives them a chance to win, and the team buys into him. The team believes in him. This is not a knock on Hurts at all. There'll be a different offense. They'll be kind of with their offensive line. The strength of their offensive line allows them to have versatility within their offense.
All right. I got to know now, Mike, because you're making it sound like the Eagles would have a real good shot with Minshew in Dallas on Christmas Eve. Who are you picking to win the game?
You know, when you break down this Cowboy defense, that you got to protect first, right? You got to make sure you take care of Parsons, and you've got to handle their edge rushers. But you can attack this secondary. And I think the Eagles will move the ball effectively. And you've got to be able to slow down Pollard in the run game and Zeke in the run game and force them to have a little bit of pressure. Their offensive line's good, too. I think it's a close game. I was shocked that the line moved on Monday because of the news of Hurts all the way up to 6. Now it's back down to 5. I think it'll be a really close game. I think the Cowboys will win the game, but I think it'll be less than a field goal. I think the Eagles have every opportunity to win the game. I have a lot of faith in Minshew as a quarterback.
Wow.
I have faith in the Eagles' offense because they can still run the ball. Even though it won't be out of the six-back attack, they'll run the ball. They'll pretend that Minshew's going to run it, which will cause Dallas to have to defend it. And they're going to have to put pressure on Prescott so that he creates mistakes. But, you know, that's where they're going to have to play their best game defensively.
Well, last thing, Mike. You work for the Patriots. You work for Bill Belichick, the best coach ever. How in God's name did he lose a game last Sunday on a lateral play that was on a game going to overtime? How did that happen, and how do you think he's handling that situation?
I think, you know, this has been a hard season. He has not been able, and I talked about this on my podcast, you know, he's not been able to get the offense fixed, and it's been a real problem. I mean, the decision to go with Patricia and Judge in their roles hasn't proven to be as beneficial as I think he thought it could become, and Mac Jones has regressed. In terms of the game management, I mean, that just kills him. It happened in 18, they put Gronk back there, and Kenyon Drake, they started doing the lateral thing in Miami, and Kenyon Drake kind of broke open, and Gronk was the last line of defense, and it wasn't a defense at all. So this was a problem. I mean, Jacoby Myers went rogue on it. Clearly, what they should have done, they should have kneeled it down. I mean, that's kind of the ultimate mistake. They should, if they were not going to throw it in the end zone, just kneel it down. You know, because the yards are meaningless, and I'm sure it's just killing them. I'm sure this is, you know, because he preaches game management. They go over it every single week, and I'm sure this has been a horrible week for him.
I got to be honest, Mike. This way, the way I look at it. Since Lombardi left, he's not the same coach. That's all I'm saying. Lombardi well, may have been the brains of that operation. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true, but I will say this, that, you know, there's so much that goes into these situations that, you know, it's hard. And ultimately, you as the head coach assume the responsibility regardless of what happens on the field.
Mike Lombardi, I hope you and your family have a great holiday, Mike, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Angela. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Mike Lombardi, let's go back to Dallas, Al, and Amish. Now, he's an Eagle fan who lives in Dallas. Hi, Amish.
Good morning, Angela. Good morning, team.
What's the word in Dallas about the game on Christmas Eve?
The fans here are overly zealous that they're going to kick our butt.
Ooh, say that. That's when I want Hurts to play, when I hear that. Because I don't think they can stop Hurts. Amish, I think the Eagles win if Hurts is playing, but I don't think he's playing.
Well, I don't think he's playing, but Angelo, Mike Lombardi just said it. Look at Minshew's career numbers. He's a system quarterback, and I think if Steichen and Sirianni put together a good plan to attack the Dallas defense, you know, their weakness, I think we can win this game. I think a heavy dose of our run game to keep their offense off the field is going to really keep us in the game, and you know, I'm going to be at the game Saturday right behind the Eagles bench, and I'm hoping to come back with a W.
All right, how'd you get those tickets, Amish?
It's Christmas. Everybody's giving something.
Oh, that's beautiful. Will you be in full Eagles regalia, and will you be cheering for the team right in the face of all the hillbillies?
Well, I'll be right on the 45-yard line, a couple rows behind the Eagles bench. You can look for the guy decked out in Eagles regalia with his wife decked out in Dallas gear.
Oh, that's right. You got a problem with that gal. Now, are you going to be still close with her, or are you going to, is it going to be a rough holiday because of the game?
You know, when the football season's on, Angela, whether it's she's for Dallas and I'm for Philly, it's always a rough season because these Cowboys fans down here, they don't know how to keep their mouth shut.
I like it. Amish, give me a winner or weasel. Who you got?
Winner or weasel. I'm going to go with Weasel, and I'm going to go with Belichick for thinking he can pull that trick play.
Al, Belichick, Weasel of the Week.
No, I don't think he called.
Yeah, I don't think that was it.
And again, I want to reiterate, you may not have heard. I want to make sure my story gets out there. The National Football League has plucked for the officiating crew on Christmas Eve the exact same crew that screwed your Philadelphia Eagles in the only game they lost all year. And if you want to be reminded again of what Alex Kemp and his crew did, let me take you back to that game 6 weeks ago.
Hurts takes the snap. He swings it out on the far side of the field, and running hard up to the 35 is Goddard. Now Washington running with the football. Are they saying it's a fumble? They're running it into the end zone, and the officials are calling it a fumble.
It's a touchdown.
There is a face mask. He was pulled down by the face mask. How can they miss that? Yanked down by the face mask, and the ball came loose. That should be 15 yards.
Because the call was completely missed.
That is a disgrace.
Now, I want to explain. I've been watching closely. In my life, watching football, I have never seen a more obvious and egregious miss of a face mask. 60 years of football I've watched, I've never seen that. The idea that the National Football League would assign that crew to this game says one thing to me, Ruben Amaro. It says to me the NFL wants the Cowboys to win. Do you agree?
I agree with that, actually.
Thank you.
Common sense is not very common.
He's with you, Rube.
Right, Rube, whenever you agree with me, why do you have to tag on actually? Yeah. Like you're surprised you agree with me.
I am surprised.
215-592-9494. We come back. Somebody's on the hot seat. Somebody's going to win Winner of the Week. Somebody's going to win Weasel of the Week. And we are going to tell you the latest way the NFL screwed you, the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Again.
They found. All right, we are back, and Clifford W. Let's hold on. Let me get Pete Cherokee out here first. He's from Chickies and Pete's. Hi, Pete.
And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Pete, if I go to Chickies and Pete's, can I get the 7 fish?
You can get 8 fish if you want. Yeah, sure.
Right, I bet you got the 7 in there if you counted them up, Pete?
Yeah, we have a special. You get the 7 fish, absolutely.
Oh, man. But you're not.
Pick up that day. You come in, you have a few drinks, you're waiting for your 7 fish to come out, and then you take them home and effortless at the house.
Oh, that's beautiful. And, Pete, here's the other thing. Where will you be for Christmas Eve watching the Eagles?
I will be at my house, at my home with our annual Christmas Eve party. And we'll have the TV on. And I think it's a party either way because we've never had a gift like we have this year. The team's great. They're great character. They're great people. There's no side story. It's just a great year for football fans.
Hey, Pete, if you got to make the pick on whether to play Hurts on Christmas Eve, would you play him?
I would say no.
See, he's smart.
Yeah.
Al, you're the only one that is playing him.
Yeah, I want him to play. If he's healthy, I want him to play.
You don't know.
I want to beat Dallas, get it over with.
But if he's healthy, I want him to play also. But obviously he's not healthy. He didn't practice all week.
Exactly. Pete, this is great. So you're not open on Christmas Day. You're open Christmas Eve. Is that how it works, Pete?
We are open Christmas Eve till like 7.
All right.
Different stores. Check online. See what time they're open till. And, of course, we're open at the casinos that we have to be open.
All right. Well, Pete.
And at the airport, we're open Christmas Eve. So.
Wow. All right. Well, Pete, I want you and your family and all the wonderful Chickies and Pete's to have the greatest holiday ever.
You too, Ange, and tell Gail the same, and enjoy your Christmas, everybody.
Pete, real quick, this is Ava here, your former employee. I just also wanted to mention, I don't know if you've ever heard, you never get word back, but you and Lisa send a big box of Godiva chocolates.
Oh, that thing is huge.
To WIP every year, and I just want to let you know, we got it yesterday, and it's on the final tier of chocolates,
wow.
Which is about five tiers is what we got.
I just had one.
Yeah, so thank you for sending that every year. We do appreciate it.
I like to send smiles. I hope it makes everybody happy.
That it does. Thanks, Pete.
Pete, we love you, Pete. Pete, thank you, pal.
I will. Thanks, guys.
All right. Now, what's going to happen here is profound.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is like Christmas season. And Clifford W. Lentz is our NASA correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
And Cliff, Boeing now
yes.
has flights going up.
Yes, Boeing is starting the Starliner. It's in conjunction with NASA. In a couple weeks, they're going to send a two-person crew. Originally, it was supposed to be Chris Ferguson, Philadelphia native. He was involved in development of this, but he had to step down for personal reasons and everything.
I would like to get on that flight. What will it cost me?
Probably about $50
million. $50
million.
Yeah. Oh, you got that.
No, I don't have it. I don't have
How many years were you on the show?
Not enough. I'd have to live to be 900. Right? But here's the thing, Cliff.
Yes.
I want to ask this. This is a perfect Christmas question. Cliff.
Yes.
I know people. I can get you on that flight.
Okay.
2 weeks in space.
Yeah.
Up to the space station.
Yeah.
One problem.
Mm-hmm.
When you come back down, you die.
Mm.
Are you in?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Wow.
Yeah. Just stay up there.
To have a chance to be up in space, you would give up the remainder
Absolutely.
Of your
That'd
life.
That'd be the end of my bucket list right there.
That would do it.
That would do it.
Ow.
That's
Make some remarkable. Calls. Rhea. Make some calls.
No, I don't want Cliff to die.
No, but Cliff would be.
I can put you on the top of the building for an arm.
Cliff, we love you, man. That, Al, that is love.
That's dedication.
He would die to see up in space what it's like. Look, he's showing me.
I'm
what are you
the,
watching right
I'm watching
right
the spacewalk right now.
He's watching somebody walk in space. Cliff.
That's amazing.
God bless you. At the same time, I'm somewhat concerned.
Try right. Netflix.
Ava Graham.
Yes.
Who is on the hot seat today?
Well, Angela, I wanted to have a little fun with this
Come on.
So, take it away.
Today, Xavier Michael Babudar is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat. Who is Xavier Michael Babudar? He's a Chiefs superfan who dresses up as a wolf. Now, Oklahoma, I suppose. Babudar, known to thousands of Chiefs fans as Chiefsaholic.
Yeah, real original.
Was arrested for holding up a bank.
An Andy Reid fan committing a crime? You don't say.
Babudar is charged with several charges, including armed robbery, and sits in the Tulsa County Jail on a $200,000 bond.
As Joe Wechter would say, check out this non-shock look on my face. When Sean dressed up in the shoulder pads, good guy, good fun. Heck, Kenny from the Dirty 30 went into the Hall of Fame as a fan. These Chiefs fans, they're messed up.
What a... idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Bixby police say did confirm Babudar was not wearing a wolf mask last Friday.
Let's see.
All right. Hold. How do you exactly what goes into being a high profile fan and mapping out a plan to knock off a band
without your mask?
Without your mask. I mean, people, would he be afraid that they recognize him as the fan, but not in his regular head?
Unbelievable.
I mean, this guy's a jackass.
So yeah.
I did actually just get this article sent over to me by written by Robert Linehan. Kansas superfan charged with armed robbery in line for a $100,000 payoff on the Chiefs if they win. He has a huge bet placed on sports gambling.
Oh, and
he's trying to buy himself out of jail.
No, he's already had it on there. So if he's incarcerated and he wins, does he get the money. I mean, like,
he's a felon, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Wow. Al, I don't think that plan was well thought out.
No.
Something tells me he should have put a little more thought
into it. At least wear the mask of another team.
Yeah, well, that
yeah, what are you doing?
That and the fact that you have... I left this out of it. He's got thousands and thousands and thousands of followers that they actually went looking for him.
Yes.
So he got outed basically for this whole thing on the news.
Six minutes. It took them 6 minutes to find this knucklehead. It took them 6 minutes. And now he's in jail in Oklahoma, Al, and Andy Reid's trying to get him out so he can put him on a special teams unit. Let's go to Chuck and Cherry Hill. Hi, Chuck.
Angelo and crew, breaking news.
What do you got?
Steve Cohen just signed a Philly Fanatic. 2 years, $26 million.
You know what? That would be an upgrade from that stupid Mr. Met.
Yeah, good.
I know the Fanatic's best friend. He would take that money in a heartbeat.
pending the physical. All right, Angelo, this is how relative everything is. And I know you don't like a lot of numbers, so bear with me. If Cohen is worth about $20 billion, give or take, just the return on his investment at about somewhere in the area of $2 billion, give or take, covers the Mets' payroll five times.
Wow. See, that's the problem, Chuck.
That's
if you're that rich, this money means nothing
to you. Play money.
And next year, if the Angels don't retain or re-sign Ohtani, and I don't know that they can.
Oh, my God.
He's got him. It's a done deal. You don't think he's going to let him go out to the marketplace?
No.
$500 million.
You're right. Ruben.
$500 million.
Ruben.
You got it. Ruben and I agree here. We agree, Rube.
All right, Chuck. Rube.
Yep.
You're the GM.
Yep.
Blank check. Money means nothing.
Yep.
Would you go berserk?
On Ohtani?
On anyone. On all of them.
Oh, yeah. Go get them all.
You got
get the best players.
You got no. But, no one can outbid you for anyone.
Get them all.
Get them all.
Chuck, it's hard to get a word in here. Get a bus. Boris gets a bus, puts all his superstars on the bus, and drives them to New York, and they all sit outside until each of them gets a deal. You literally, Al, if he doesn't care, guy just said he's getting $2 billion in interest.
No, not bad.
What would stop him?
Nothing.
So how? This isn't good then.
Losing.
This isn't good. Chuck, this is not good for baseball.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Then they lose, and you feel better.
Yeah.
I want Middleton to ante up then. He's got
$3 billion. Antied plenty.
Mm-hmm. He's antied plenty.
He's any plenty.
Chuck, winner or weasel?
I'm going to give it to two fantastic people that hold your show together, Ava and Rhea, dual winners of the week.
Yep. They're not going to win, but
let me think about it for a second. No.
All right. No, that's it. let's get our leader up
here. Thank you.
Jason is up from the Dirty 30. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Angelo, and morning, team.
How you feeling about Christmas Eve, Jason?
Angelo, I am fired up. I wish the game was tonight.
All right, but what if you don't have Jalen Hurts?
It's all right. We can win with Garden.
All right.
We can win with Garden. I'm not afraid.
You're not afraid?
We have the best offensive line in the NFL. We will do what we have to do to wrap up our division.
All right, Jason. I didn't want to have to say this to you, but I'm going to have to now. The referee in the game is the same one that screwed us on the only loss of this season, Alex Kemp. Now how do you feel?
I feel all right. They owe us one. Paybacks are you-know-what. Paybacks are bitches.
All right, so you're saying, if anything, maybe we'll get the benefit of a call. Right, Jason?
Please believe it.
Jason, you're on fire right now, my friend. So what will you be doing? You got a bunch of people coming over. What are you doing for Christmas Eve, Jason?
I have a couple of friends coming over to watch the game and everything. And I think it's going to be 38-14. Eagles!
All right, give me one, Jace!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Wait, I got a loser of the week.
Who you got?
The Colts.
The Colts, Al. They blew it 33.
They're not weasels, though.
Right, they're not weasels, but that was pretty amazing.
It was ridiculous.
And Matt Ryan, Al,
Just got benched again.
Yeah, you got benched,
you got benched for Foles.
Yes.
Right, you know what? We need a second here to just absorb that Foles is playing again. The same week the Eagles need a backup.
It's crazy.
Minshew probably.
That is wild.
Foles is coming back again. And something tells me he's going to win. Just because that's what he does.
Yeah.
Nick Foles has waited all year. And that Matt Ryan, I know he's local. Matt, hang him up. You are now, you choked in the biggest Super Bowl lead you ever had and in the biggest all-over game. You are done. Matt Ryan doesn't know how to control a clock in a football game. That's what you learned.
I'm not getting on him. He's a PC guy.
I don't care what he is.
I like Matty Ice.
Matty Ice is now Matty Choke. 215-592-9494. When we come back, Al. The NFL did it to us again, you know.
More money.
They screwed us off. Jay Black is coming on to explain. You can get every NFL game next year right in your on your TV. Every game. Mm. Full game. No red zone. All the games. Bring your pocketbook. 215-592-9494. Hey, football fans, could turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbook. Just place a first touchdown. Score a prop bet on any Monday or Thursday pro football game. Even if your bet loses, you're going to receive up to $25 back at free bet. The offer's available throughout the year. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. All you got to do is log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up right now. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on any Monday or Thursday pro football. All right, it is 9:41 right now, ladies and gentlemen, and I have kind of some good and bad news. The good news is there is a new edition of the TV show that is our podcast with Jay Black.
Right.
That's the good news. It is now dropped and available for your listening pleasure.
Cool.
Who offers you many TV tips. The bad news is Rhea was not part of it. So we had to fake the British segment.
Oh, and what did you guys do?
I did The Fall. It's a movie I saw.
Okay. Yeah.
Gillian Anderson and Jamie Dornan.
I have not seen it yet.
And so, I recommend it for little kids to see the teen thing, to see Elf.
Elf is great.
Elf is great. Yeah. So I did good.
How about From Scratch? Did you recommend that?
From what?
From Scratch.
What's that?
Netflix show.
From Scratch?
It's tremendous.
Is it about somebody with a rash?
Sounds like a cooking show.
Correct.
Thank you.
It's a love show. It's a love story.
All right. I'll watch that right after Smell My Finger.
Jonesy's got a podcast?
Pull my finger. From Jay Black TV is Jay Black. Hi, Jay.
There's not enough money to smell Jonesy's finger. How are you guys?
Jay Black, to the shock of everyone, the National Football League was given an opportunity to send the Sunday ticket, that's every game, all game, over to Apple. Apple went to them with a deal, and they went, listen, we're not going to give you $2.5 billion, but we will charge your fans a lot less. Can you do it for like $2
billion? Mm-hmm.
And they said, screw you, and they took $2.5 billion from YouTube. Jay. At no point do the owners ever demonstrate any concern to the consumer. Is that correct?
It doesn't seem that way. It seems like if there were one extra penny in it for them, regardless of what it did to the fans, they would take the extra penny, which is what they did here with this insane YouTube deal.
All right, so they were getting $1.5 billion on DirecTV. By the way, if you have one of those satellite dishes now, you can burn it.
Really?
Because there's no use for it after that.
You still have one?
I got rid of them. Okay. But I have for a long time just to see this. But here's the thing that I'm trying to understand. Is there any indication having to pay $2.5 billion per season how much they're going to charge on YouTube for people to get this package?
No. So if they keep the current, if everything stayed the same and they charge $300, which, by the way, most of the people on DirecTV aren't paying $300. They're paying discounts on that $300. There's only 2 million subscribers
on
DirecTV to the NFL package. Now, I did a little math there. That's well under $1.5 billion a year, let alone well under $2.5 billion a year. So if, assuming every single person that currently has it on DirecTV switches over, they're still going to be losing well over $1.9 billion a year.
Wow.
So, I mean, I know they see this as a loss leader, and I know that they figure this is going to be ultimately good for YouTube TV, but I think that this is a testament to how much money Google has to set on fire as compared to everybody else in order to make this deal work.
Jay, there's one big question hanging over all this, and it's I'm just doing it as a consumer myself. I'm still getting Red Zone Channel. Why do I need to spend all this money on something that's not much more than what I'm already getting with the Red Zone Channel?
I can't figure out the economics of this deal or how this works. Even if you dig into it a little bit, even the bars that would subscribe probably will still get it over some sort of satellite deal because YouTube TV can't stream all those games to a single bar. There's not enough good internet in the world to do that.
Wow.
That's what Amazon is doing with the Thursday night games. A lot of those are still coming over DirecTV to bars. So how this is going to make them money or how this is good for the consumer is going to be real weird to see because, you know, there is a world, Angelo, and I don't think this is going to happen, but there is a world where YouTube goes, you know, $2.5 billion for us is a rounding error. Why don't we just put it out there for $10 a month and get everybody in America to sign up for YouTube TV and destroy cable once and for all?
It sounds like Steve Cohen with the Mets.
No doubt.
Lose money, gain fans. Yeah. That's unbelievable. All right, Jay, last thing, because we kind of did this on the podcast. Yeah, Jay Black is responsible for a wide variety of Christmas movies himself.
Yep.
Yes.
On Lifetime, on the other part. Jay, name a Christmas movie that people, families can start as a tradition.
I'm going to do the one that we touched on this very briefly on the podcast, Angelo. It's my go-to for the family, and it's a Christmas Vacation. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase. I saw it in the theater when it came out. It never ceases to make me laugh. It is not a saccharine comedy by any stretch of the imagination. Randy Quaid's a little hard to take at this point, but when they go down the hill at 275 miles an hour, I will laugh for the entirety of the night based on just that scene. It's one of my all-time favorites. That is my family classic.
All right, Jay, how many Christmas movies have you produced and written yourself?
I've done two, and if you want to check out the best one of those, it is Love Always Santa. It stars a young Jay Black who is fatter than this current Jay Black.
Are you Santa?
But see, now I don't have time to watch the two of them. Should I watch the Jay Black thing, or should I watch the other recommendation?
Definitely, Angelo, watch the Love Always Santa on a loop. I'll get an extra 18 cents this holiday season if you do.
There it is. I love it. Jay Black, happy holidays to you and your family. It's great. And don't miss our podcast, The TV Show at jblack.tv. Thanks, Jay.
You guys as well. Happy holidays. Have a great one, guys. Thank you.
All right, we got to go fast now. Are you people ready?
Yes.
Because I need to give out the winner and the weasel.
It's amazing it hasn't been mentioned.
Sparky, who's the winner or the weasel?
The winner is clear as day, a Philadelphia legend, Jim Gardner.
Ooh. Jim Gardner, winner of the week, a great one.
Wow, that wasn't my choice, but I think, do we have a thing with retiring? I'm not going to have to give it to you.
Can you play Jim Gardner? You want to, Sparky, I'm going to steal this whole speech he gave. Listen to Jim Gardner last night.
What I need you to know is how much I'm going to miss you. We have long had an unstated agreement, you and I. I like to say that we formed a covenant years ago. We give you respect and our commitment to reporting in a no-nonsense way those things that are important to you and making sure that what we tell you is accurate and fair. But we also promise to share in your joys and your sadnesses, your triumphs and your losses, because they are ours too. We are all members of the same community, and we have the same very high stakes in its well-being.
I'm stealing that.
You can't steal it.
I can tweak like three words. It'll be perfect.
I love how they tailgated for him.
If I write it from now till when my last day is, am I ever going to write it that well?
No.
Shouldn't I just steal that? That's sensational.
Can't plagiarize that.
You know, what am I going to do? Fire me?
I'm a Melania trumpet.
Sparky, happy holidays. You have just won Winner of the Week.
Sparky, you won the winner.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Al, tell Sparky you want what he won.
This is perfect. A Minshew Mania t-shirt, Eagles black mini helmet. You can get yours at the Eagles Pro Shop located at the Link and at the shops at Rockville and Lancaster or Cherry Hill. Pair of tickets to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks together at the Link on June 16th. Tickets go on sale. Ticketmaster, get them there. $100 Visa gift card. All that.
All right. Anyway, Gary is up next. We still need a weasel. Al, what's winning right now?
Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers, the guy from the Patriots who threw the interception that blew the game.
Yeah.
Gary's on the line. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Ed.
Gary, what did you need to say today?
I thought Mike was the winner for getting dollar to perpetuity from a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, that was pretty good.
not bad. Do you have a weasel of the week, Gary?
I'll go with Micah Parsons for backpedaling.
All right, Micah Parsons.
Nah. I don't think he backpedaled, did he?
I will say this. If he does not play on Saturday night,
illness.
It would be charming. It would be charming. I would enjoy it. Carol's up from Germantown. Hi, Carol.
Hey, everybody. I was going to say Lane Johnson because he got 900 and something tackles. Let's see, 928 snaps over 27 plays without allowing a quarterback stat.
It's crazy, his numbers at this point.
Carol,
it really is.
Carol, I'm the host. I did not have that stat. I would have done something with that stat. You seem to have more information than I do, and I'm doing the show. Thank you for helping me with that, Carol. That was very nice. Happy holidays. Dennis is up from Mount Laurel. Dennis, do you have a weasel?
I do, Radio Man, and he could be the weasel almost every week, but he made some comments this week. Why are you asking me negative questions when we won the game?
Doc Rivers was a jerk again this week.
They're winning.
Too often.
Six
he does it every week. Debbie's up next. Hi, Deb.
Hi, good morning. Hello, everybody.
Who's the weasel?
I'm thinking the NFL owners for all that streaming stuff.
The owners for taking the money and running out.
No, it's what I fully expect.
They do it every week. Ray is up. Ray, who's your weasel?
How about Jeff Saturday, the coach of Indianapolis, calling a horrible end of the game strategy.
No, what are you going to do with some of the mistakes they made on the – no.
All right, Al, the winner is the person that said Jacoby Myers.
Yes.
Did you have someone else?
I had a guy named Cale Makar.
What happened?
Defenseman in Colorado, best player in the league, guy the Flyers probably should have drafted. He gets tripped. I have never seen this in my life. The referee calls a trip, and Makar waves his arms off and says, no, I fell on my own. I'm not making this up. This happened.
They
reversed the call.
They reversed the call because the guy refused?
No, he refused. He said, no, I fell. He didn't trip me. His own teammates are like, what are you doing?
Wait a minute. He's not the winner. He's the weasel. He's the winner.
It would be the weasel.
That's a weasel.
Has integrity.
And that's what they said. Nah, I'm like, you're
a weasel.
I have never seen it in any sport.
It's called sportsmanship.
It's stupid.
Don't be ridiculous.
You take the win.
Yeah, really?
No, take the trip.
No, but I'm never bringing you guys back for holiday
special. You ain't trying.
Ladies and gentlemen, the talk stylings. Of Superfan. Hi, Superfan!
Woo! Angelo, I'm coming right out hard.
All
okay?
Right. Okay.
You know this.
Yep.
You know this. I lose. Okay? You know how it goes. Now, let me say this. Dallas, okay? You got to steal our mom. Let's be honest, okay? When you think of America, okay, you don't think of Dallas, okay? You think of, I don't know, maybe Betsy Ross and the flag, okay? Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, Liberty Bell, okay? Oh, did you ever hear of a guy named Ben Franklin? Did you ever hear of a guy named Ben Franklin? No. So, okay, so you know what? I like the misery. okay? I like when they have to suffer, and nothing's better than watching Jerry suffer, okay?
Yep.
Okay? I love it, okay? And I miss the bad plastic surgery, okay? The guy used Sally Jesse Raphael's plastic surgeon, okay? Okay? Let me just say something. When I look at his face, okay,
yep,
and I see all that, how old it is, and how sad it is, and all the stitch work, okay? And, you know, I'm like, is that his face, or am I thinking about the AIDS quilt? Okay? Okay?
I'm with you, Superfan.
Go to a butcher! Go to a surgeon, okay?
Yep.
Okay? Hey, and I'm just going to say this right now. Okay? I'm ready to go on a wild mustache slide on Saturday, okay? I'm on a Mitchell Express if we need to, okay? So let's do this.
Me too.
I love you, Superfan.
That, have a pulmonary.
That is great. That is, he was a contributor many, many years ago, and he's returned for our final year, and I love that man.
Wow.
That was really something.
It's time to do a rap.
Yes. Yes. Joe, I didn't even tell you I put that in there. You're just a genius, Joe Hector. All right. Line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. So this conversation came up earlier that, you know, we have refs this game that missed the Dallas Goedert called Scott Halverson and Alex Kemp. And Angelo, you're not happy about it. And you even put it in a song.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We're going to screw you all night.
Don't sing that at home.
Hold on. No.
Happy holidays, everyone. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Over 85 vehicles available during Armin Chevrolet's Regtag year-end event. Visit ArminChevy.com. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet. Closer than you think. Who will win the Christmas Eve game in Dallas? 76% are saying the Birds.
Wow.
Go Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Big Eagles Studios, this is day. We have a Graham, Kyle Quinn, and Nick Coppola. Coppola. Ruben around Jr. in studio. Ruben, happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you, sir.
Clifford W. Lentz, a NASA correspondent. Our producer has been Joseph A. Wester Jr. Joe DeCamber, John Ritchie coming up next. Have a safe and happy holiday, everybody. Go Eagles. How do we do today?